stop.
Hi, is Sam available?
Oh, yeah, speaking.
Hey, Sam, this is Ruben, the underwriting supervisor at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. How are you, Ruben?
Good. Is now an okay time to speak with you?
Oh, yes.
All right, great. So I took a look at your file, and I want to walk you through the approval, because I know part of these loans is making sure we know who the vendor is, but what we're going to do is this. So at this point, you're just shopping around for these different vendors, but I'm assuming you want to have, like, the ability that once you tell them, hey, give me, you know, the best deal possible, that you have the financing lined up, correct?
That's correct. That's the reason. So that way, faster time and, you know, easier to get a good machine.
Gotcha. So here's what I'm going to suggest. And let's just bring this up. And just to confirm, you're a corporation. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. All right. And you're the president. That's your title?
Yes.
Perfect. So give me one second. And we're looking for a digital printing machine. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Yeah.
Perfect. Digital printer. Okay. So what I'm going to do is this, and we've done this for a lot of our customers. What I'm going to suggest is giving you an approval that's called vendor neutral. And what that means is the approval you can use at any supplier. As long as there's someone, you know, we'll do a check on them for your protection. We'll make sure they're accredited business. You know, they don't have huge tax liens or complaints against them. But basically, we do that. I mean, rarely it happens, but I've been in situations where we pulled a vendor's credit and we figured out that they're getting 18 people are suing them because they don't deliver equipment, so we warn a client. But what we're going to do is we're going to generate an approval that's vendor neutral. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you over an approval letter, and then part of the section, it's going to say the supplier, the dealer. And I'm going to just put to there the customer, you'll determine it. I'll put that your company will determine it. So we're not going to tie it to a specific vendor. So you can basically use the approval where you see fit, okay?
Oh, so, I see. So the same like approver from your bank. And I can easily deal with the dealer.
Correct. So basically, yeah, you can choose. I'm going to just put One Stop Printing and Design. The company is going to choose it. All right. We went over some ideas of where your kind of payment comfortability is. And let me go over a few different options that I think are appropriate for you. And you were looking for a payment around $3,000 to $4,000 in that kind of ballpark, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, perfect. So I would probably suggest doing a 60-month term here. You're gonna write us a check, do it signing, for the first and last payment. And just so you know, I'm going to quote you on the 150, but if you, let's just say you come back to us and you say, hey, look, the equipment's 140, even if we, although we're going to lock in an approval for you today, your payment's always going to be based on the final equipment cost. So if you get a better deal and your equipment goes to 140 or 130, your payment will go down accordingly, okay?
I got it.
Here, let me give you some options on what I think the best kind of route here is. So if we do a 5-year term, your payment's going to be exactly in the middle. Your payment's going to be 35, 22, and 15 over 58 remaining payments, because you're putting your first and last payment at signing, so you're not going to get a bill for your first and last month. If you want to do 4 years, by the way, you're looking at 42.72. So
42.72. Okay.
I would suggest a 5-year term, and we offer a 3% discount on the remaining balance if you pay it off early. So I'd probably suggest a 5-year term here. It's probably the most appropriate for you. All right. So to lock in your approval, what I'm going to send you over is called an approval letter. Are you in front of your email by any chance?
Oh, yes.
All right, so let's walk through this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send this for you over to sign. And along with this, we're going to need to get a copy of your driver's license, of course, to verify your identity. The other question I asked, we're also going to collect, to lock in the approval, a deposit. And the deposit's going to represent your first month and your last month's payment. Now, there's three ways we can collect that. One way is you can send us a fax check. The second way is you can send us a wire. The third way is a credit card, which we usually don't like to do for any amount over $1,000. Would you prefer if I send you the wiring instructions or for you to send me...
Fax check is fine.
Okay.
Fax check is fine. But until I actually buy the machine, you're not gonna deposit for the check, right?
Not necessarily. So as part of the approval, we lock in the approval for 60 days. So that means that the approval is valid for 60 days. So that means that money, what that means is it's not a pre-approval. Your money will actually be set aside for you. And all you'd have to do is you'd have to call us and say, hey, look, I'm looking to buy this equipment. Once you, we'd pick out a vendor, we'd send you the contract, you'd sign it, you'd FedEx it back to us, and we place an order. And then this approval would lock in. So yes, we would deposit it because it's actually locking in your approval for 60 days.
Okay.
And if any, I assume you're going to have your equipment chosen in 60 days, correct?
Oh, correct. You know, it should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say is, as part of this approval, the only thing that would change us, like, the only thing that could affect your approval getting revised is if you file bankruptcy or take on a lot of debt. So I would just suggest before you pick out the equipment, don't have any credit inquiries. Don't have any major credit issues. Just keep things the same they are, and you'd be pretty much good to go.
Okay. One question.
Sure.
I was looking for a machine, I couldn't find it within 60 days. Can you extend it like a 90 days lock-in?
Yeah, absolutely. So on this specific approval, I can actually, let me see. Give me a second. Give me a second. You know what?
For safety, you know, for if I don't have, I couldn't find the machine, and you know, look for some more. You know.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. What I can do is this. The approval, I can do it to when you applied, so I can extend it, and I'll include it in my email to October 12th, 2016. Would that work for you?
October, yeah.
That's about 84 days.
Okay.
But let me just walk you through. So let's just say, I assume you're going to pick out your equipment in a month, okay? But let's assume that something happens, and you come back to me in 4 months, and you say, hey, look, you know what, something happened, now I'm ready to move forward. As long as you keep your credit the same, as long as you don't have any major changes in your bank statements, you'll get reapproved.
Okay.
So it's going to take me a little while to generate this. So give me about, I'd say about 10 to 20 minutes, and then you'll get an email from me. Let me make sure I've got your best email. So the email I have on file is, let's see. I've got onestop691@gmail.
That's correct.
Okay. So I'm going to shoot this over to you. Give me about 20 minutes, and you've got my number. Do you have my number in case you need to reach me?
Oh, yes, I got... give me your number. You email me your information.
Correct.
Okay? So I will call you back.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Ruben.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.